probably going to let you go. So now's really the time to choose. Like, are you going to be on Twitter just, you know, saying things that were probably, you know, overdone in 2016 that get off on being transgressive? Or are you going to be a little more serious about this stuff? Because we don't want that happening. I don't. And just do it for your own sake. Like, don't get doxxed. And, you know, if you get doxxed and it's like, yeah, I want less immigration. Yeah, white people are under attack and that's not good. Now, these things, it's defensible. If you get doxxed and it's like Hitler this, Hitler that, he'll... Yeah, your friend's going to look at you like you're free, probably. So let's be defensible. Let's take the positions that matter and stick with those and, you know, create something that people really can get on board with. Phil says, thank you, Patrick. We love you all, each and every member. Dues will carry over, so don't worry about that. Lev Bronstein, shoot me a message on Twitter or shoot me an email. I need to attend to the concern that you raised there. YT, for how long do you think the doxing will go on? I mean, they're going to keep pouring through these. I'm sure some more people will get doxed, but probably not many. I think it's probably slowing down. The key now is, look, if you're... This would be a good time to, like, rebrand your social media accounts, right? So if someone's pouring through and, you know, if you're using the same alias that you used on Discord that they have on social media, they'll link you together. They'll try to piece things together. This would be a great time to kind of distance yourself from the alias you're using on there. Schmidtston, Patrick, will you be able to edit out my claps? I was a bit too close up front next to the mic, and I don't want to get doxxed. Yeah, we don't want people hearing your claps and identifying you from your claps. So we'll go ahead and delete those. So we have Pizzagate Israel, also known as Pizzagate Israel in the chat. It's a name I haven't seen in quite some time. Edwards, Patrick, will the 20-point platform be finalized, released? Yeah, that's something we're still kind of working on. We'll see. But that's not a main goal at this point. Edward Bikinski, hope it's not your real name. Are there any safe Twitter wiping tools for people with legacy accounts? There are. I don't know what they are off the top of my head, though. Actually, one second. Told that this works. I've never used it, but Paul Town, famous right-wing Twitter pundit, told me that this works. So go ahead and try that out. But again, I can't attest to whether or not it does. Can you please play that guitar in the background? I have, there's nothing in there. I have a 12 string right here, but it's out of tune. So you probably don't want to. Yeah, it doesn't sound very good, does it? There you go. Two of the strings that are in tune, but anyways, I can't play Freebird on a two strings on a 12 string. Any other questions? Play Dunkel Height. I don't know. I forget how to play that. I'll not be playing the Avril Lavigne. Sorry, guys. I can't play Smoke on the Water though, but that's like an easier song to learn. At least the main riff. I'll not be playing Mr. Brightside. I don't know how to play it, and I've never learned, so. You guys wanna, every fireside should start with a solo from me from now on. We could do that. We could do that if needed. I don't have an amp at this point, but when I was really into guitar, metal was what I played, so the metal guitar solo stuff is kind of what I'm. It's not the only thing I played, but I can definitely do it. Yeah, we'll see. I've had so much stuff I've been meaning to record. I can't find the time. Alright guys, any other questions? Anything else? Greg asked a question here. When will you be doing a video introducing me to the public? So we're gonna get some stuff on our YouTube after I move. I don't really have room to record stuff in here. You know, I could record a video like this. I guess it'd be fine for like a vlog style. Maybe I'll do that, but I'm gonna be doing a Periscope tomorrow night where I'm gonna talk about a lot of this stuff. A lot of it's gonna be rehashed, but yeah, it should be good. It'll be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern. Godric says, before we go, how is the Dangerous Cult of Personality working out? Yeah, so he's referencing one of these Unicorn Riot articles. Was it Unicorn Riot? Might have been the Antifa. I think it was actually the Antifa blog that posted, you know, creep shots outside of my house. They were going through the leaks and they found the memes people made of me. Like minion memes and all kinds of other stuff. They were saying that I was cultivating a dangerous cult of personality. I've never looked at it that way. These are just funny images people have made to post during firesides. But you know, maybe I should start looking at this as a dangerous cult of personality. But kidding, of course, that's not what we need. We need people just putting their egos aside, focusing on the work, and getting things done. Anti-Communist says, are these still going to be referred to as fireside chats? They're not. They are the weekly addresses. We aim weekly addresses. We might refer to it as something else, but you know, the spirit of separation between IE and AIM calls it something else. There's also an AIM member handbook that you'll get before the weekend. It's mostly done. Got some stuff about OPSEC, the guidelines, postering. It's got a lot of stuff that some of you might know already, but tweaked for AIM. With new stuff all in one place. You can just download one document and then have it all there. Left Bronstein, is Fortnite dancing banned at AIM meetups? I heard this organization called AIDA banned them. Yes, that is one way in which the American identity movement is going to be similar to IE, and that is that Fortnite dancing is still outlawed. In fact, I have codified it into the member guidelines so that if you guys start Fortnite dancing, you will be in violation of guideline, what was it, 16, I added it on the end. Rick Paul said, will you be billing AIM primarily as an activist organization, or would it be similar to how it was before, both as activist or networking and community? It will be both. So we do basically networking, activism, networking, community service, and content creation. That's kind of going to be the four things that we do. So, yes. Anything else? The questions have kind of slowed down here, so I think we're probably getting to the end of our... long day slash week, but... no twerking allowed at AIM meetups. Yeah, twerking, that's kind of in a gray area. It's not Fortnite dancing, so it's not explicitly banned. But, you know, given the fact that most of our membership is male, I don't like the...